Michelle Rondelli at the University of Texas Medical Branch. I'm a cell biology PhD candidate in the field of environmental toxicology. This is my fifth or sixth year of school. Things got a bit confusing after Hurricane Ike. But anyway, this is my final year. The title of my dissertation is XBC Haplotypes Alter DNA Repair Capacity and Levels of Genetic Damage. Thanks to large-scale sequencing efforts like the Human Genome Project, there's all sorts of information on how alike and different humans are from one another. We have databases full of strings of adenine, guanine, cytosine, and thymine, which can tell us what percent of the population has any of the above at a given position. But what does that mean, and why should we care? Let's consider the disease cancer. It's baffling how one person can live a healthy lifestyle and develop cancer at 40, while another can smoke and drink and live to over 100 without developing the disease. What makes the two so different? The databases say it's in the genes. Did you know that there's less than 0.2% difference in sequence between any two people in the world? Not only that, but thanks to the way genes shuffle and recombine during embryonic development, each of these differences can be found in sets, where one difference exists with another, or two, or five, or ten. What's important is that all our genes contain specific sets of combinations that change how that gene can act. The changes are not noticeable until specific circumstances highlight their function. For example, in cancer, one of the early steps in this development is DNA damage. There are a number of ways DNA can be damaged, either from external chemicals or internal reactions, so cells have developed multiple repair systems that can fix different types of damage. My thesis looks at how common sets of variations for a repair pathway gene changes the cell's ability to fix DNA damage caused by real-life doses. These effects are important because the repair systems aren't perfect, so damage is occasionally missed. In unlucky individuals, that damage can occur in important regulatory genes or accumulate enough to compromise the stability of the genome. Either can be that first critical step in developing cancer. So repair of DNA damage is important. When someone has a set of variations in parts of the repair pathway that depresses repair, it increases the likelihood of developing cancer. Most chemotherapeutics work in the same way, causing DNA damage in the out-of-control cancer cells. In this instance, people who have sets of variations that enhance repair are less responsive to the treatment. Cancer isn't the only disease that is affected by variations. Diabetes, heart disease, asthma, and any other condition you can name have some kind of genetic component whose variations are important for the individual's response. The more we understand what these underlying variations are and how they work, the better we can tailor treatments to the individual. I'd like to thank my mentor, Sharif Abdelrahman, the members of his lab, Courtney Cross, Mei Shen Chu, and Ilona Nakayeva. My committee members, Carl Anderson, Jose Barral, Rhonda Elzine, John Ward, and Jeff Wycliffe, and the phenomenal biostatistician Carol Edsel, for their expertise and willing collaborations. I'd also like to thank UTMB's Institutional T32 Toxicology Fellowship, the John C. Lee Memorial Endowment, Philip Morris, the National Institutes of Health, and finally the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences F31 National Research Service Awards for individual predoctoral fellowships for providing funding for my research. Thank you.